Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Paul Kuharsky is our jerk every week, but now it's time for him to pick his jerk of the week.
The jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Brought to you by Southern Jerky Company. Fresh homemade jerky made on site at their location across from Costco at 91 Seaboard Lane in Cool Springs.
My jerk of the week today, Michael Rotundo. That doesn't ring a bell. You may have seen the story. He's a 30-year-old man living at home with his parents. And a judge in New York had to evict him out of his parents' house this week because he and his parents don't get along. They wanted him to move. He wouldn't move. They wanted him to leave and take his broken down Volkswagen Passat with him. But instead, he drove to court. But the judge didn't rule in his favor. Rotundo, though, is appealing the eviction. And he went back to his parents' house after the ruling. Michael Rotundo, 30 years old, who says his hobbies are listening to music and the outdoors. One thing you will not find listed, work. He's my jerk of the week.
Yeah, he needs to be deported at this point if he's not going to move out of his parents' house. That's a crazy story. My jerk of the week is for this anonymous coach in college football. So Lindy's, Athlon Sports, they all have this anonymous coaches section. Now, the one in Lindy's magazine caught the eye of a lot of people because an anonymous coach said this about the state of the Tennessee football program. I just think Butch Jones did a complete horse bleep job, and I don't think they have very good players. Tennessee's supposed to have talent. I think South Carolina has better talent than Tennessee, and that should never happen. To say Tennessee has had top 15 classes under Butch Jones, that's fake news. I think it was a combination of the classes being overrated and the coaches not developing the talent. Now, I don't disagree with anything that he said right there. I think most of what he said is accurate, and it was a horse bleep job by Butch Jones. But here's why you are my jerk of the week. Because you would never say that with your name attached. And I'm fine with anonymity if you're going to give an honest, piercing assessment. But you use this basically as a shadow Twitter account to troll someone and another program. You use this to say something you never would say. This is sort of the nameless, faceless trolling we see on Twitter happening with an anonymous assistant coach out there bringing down another coach and program. And here's why I really have a problem with this. If this assistant coach were to ever lose his job at his current job, if Butch Jones surfaces somewhere else and gets a job, he will be going to Butch Jones to try to get him to hire him.
Yes, he will.
And he would never say this about him publicly. I have a problem with that level of cowardice. So while I don't disagree with you on your assessment of Butch Jones in Tennessee, you are a complete coward to say this knowing your name was not attached. That's my jerk of the week.
Jerk of the week brought to you by Southern Jerky Company. Fresh homemade jerky made on site at their location across from Costco at 91 Seaboard Lane in Cool Springs.